This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. The month of February marks Black History Month, and the University of Louisiana at Monroe is hosting a variety of events, from speakers and exhibits to music and the arts. Vice President of Student Affairs, Dr. Wayne Brumfield, joins me now for a rundown. Welcome back to the program.
Jay, how are you today?
I'm terrific. Lots and lots of things going on, and we'll point out at the beginning of this interview that you can find a complete rundown at the ULM website, ulm.edu. Black History Month kicking off on Tuesday. Tell us what's coming up.
On Tuesday, February 4th, we have one of our alums, Mr. William Gibson, who is the Associate Vice Provost for Equity and Access at the University of Pennsylvania. William's going to come in and speak at 5:30 in the ULM Library, 7th Floor Conference Center, and we will have a small reception to follow that. William was here in the 70s, late 70s, and he's gone on to do great things, and I'm really looking forward to his knowledge of all of the experiences that he has gained since graduating from ULM. And so we try to gear these talks toward the experiences of our alums so that our students can have a sense of who these young men and women were at the time that they were students here and how their lives have changed as a result of the education that they've received.
And especially for somebody in a position like a vice provost for equity and access, I'm just interested to know how that came to be and what it is that he does. That's my kind of question.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be interesting to hear his speech on next Tuesday, because I think for a lot of us, when we think about access and equity, we're talking about programs that help to move minority students into professions and how universities and institutions across the country utilize their policies and procedures to do that. So I think it's going to be a very interesting talk on Tuesday night from William Gibson.
And we should point out that many of these events are Tuesday and Thursday. So Tuesday, William Gibson; Thursday, the African Americans in the Arts concert at the Biedenhorn Recital Hall. The following Tuesday, February the 11th, African American Contributions to the World.
In that program, we actually present the program in the Student Union Food Court. We have a captive audience of our students there. They're eating lunch. It's a cornucopia of faculty and staff talking about issues of contributions of African Americans, not only in the United States, but across the world. And it's been an interesting thing because we just say to our faculty, hey, come and present, and they will bring a topic. And it's been very, very exciting.
Moving on into Thursday, February the 13th, Dr. Sarah McCoy Abiquiu, who was the first African American graduate of ULM. She's got to have a fascinating story.
Yes, and I am really excited about having her come back. In fact, she was the first African-American to graduate. She finished here in 1964. She's going to come in and give us another exciting talk about her experience as a student and all the things that she's accomplished since leaving ULM.
Again, a complete list of these events is on the ULM website at ulm.edu. On Tuesday, February the 18th, Lieutenant General Russell Honoré. Now, this is maybe a little bit different because he also has a book. His presentation, most interesting for people who are looking to become leaders.
Yes, General Honoré, as I think most Louisianians will remember, the role that he played in New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina. He's going to speak on the new normal, preparedness for disaster in the 21st century. And I think, given his experience as a retired general in the United States Army, he brings with him a vast knowledge of experience, along with his travels around the world as he has worked with our men and women in uniform. And so I think General Honoré, we're very, very fortunate to have been able to book him to come to ULM because he's a very busy man. He's a contributor to CNN. I mean, he's on every major news network in the United States, especially when there's a disaster in the country. So ULM is very fortunate, and I hope we have a great turnout for all of our events that are scheduled, including our Black Arts Expo on Wednesday, February 19th, and our gospel concert on February the 23rd.
Well, let's wrap up with this. Let's talk about why it's important to be celebrating Black History Month.
Jay, it's important that we celebrate Black History Month because the contributions that African Americans have made to the development of America. And I go back to my early history lessons. The great historian John Hope Franklin wrote a book called From Slavery to Freedom. And he chronicled the beginning of the African slave trade all the way through the development of what we see as government in the United States today and the building of America and the contributions that African Americans made under those conditions. Absolutely incredible. And I think it's a way to acknowledge the leadership, the risk, the fortitude that it took to build a country and to come from slavery to freedom through the civil rights movement into the 21st century as African Americans have grown and developed and moved every facet of American life.
How would you say that we're coming toward integrating those contributions into the teaching, the general teaching of U.S. history?
As we move forward, I think American historians are beginning now to look at the totality of an event, whether it's Reconstruction in the United States after the Civil War, or the Civil Rights Movement, or the beginning of the Industrial Revolution in America. They are beginning to recognize that it behooves them not to leave parts of the history out, and especially during those early days in the United States, where African Americans did make major contributions. They may have not gotten credit for those contributions, but now we're beginning to see historians go in and revisit American history and to bring out the true meaning of what an event that occurred in the United States and who were the players involved in the making of that history. So I think it's important that our young people also understand that through the diversity of this great nation, we have had some tremendous experiences from peoples of all colors and races and creeds. So, and I think it's important that we take time to celebrate, whether it's Black History Month, Women's History Month, Asian History Month, we take Hispanic History, let's do it all, because that's what makes this country great. I know you've repeated it, Jay, and I want to repeat it one more time. We're looking forward to our students, faculty, staff, and the community come out and visit and to come to these programs. Go to the website, ulm.edu. Everything's there, and we're looking forward to seeing you.
The celebration of Black History Month at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. All of these events, of course, are open to the public. More information is on the ULM webpage, ulm.edu. Dr. Wayne Brumfield is the Vice President for Student Affairs at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Thanks so much for coming to talk with us.
Thanks, Jay. I enjoyed it.